Hey guys, what is up? This is Yannis and welcome to the first episode. On this series, guys, what you're going to see is me interviewing some young entrepreneurs about their mindsets, their thoughts, their beliefs, their success paradigms, and also many important things on productivity and motivation as well. Today on the first episode, we have a really good friend of mine from the beautiful Athens, Greece, Stratis Karadakis, who is a copywriter. Stratis, welcome to the show.
Hey, Yannis, thank you for having me here. I'd also like to say that I'm not only a copywriter, I'm also a marketing consultant and currently working full-time at a blockchain development company.
All right, that's great.
Yeah,
that's beautiful. How are you managing to do like both of those things? Because I guess copywriting takes a lot of your time and also marketing consulting as well. And so how do you manage to keep yourself on track?
First of all, it's very hard to do that. So I don't want to pretend that I am doing this at optimal pace. But what I want to tell you is that the only way, at least I found, to be able to juggle, you know, all these different tasks, is to actually sacrifice. And by sacrificing, I mean, you know, I don't go out as often as I would like. You know, I don't have a Netflix subscription currently. I have canceled it, and I sort of like go on and off Netflix. Like for every 4 months without Netflix, I will go 1 month with Netflix, for example.
Really?
Yeah. Or, damn. You know, and like I use a lot of, I was telling you before, I use a lot of tools, to make sure that I don't get distracted, you know, by YouTube, by social media and stuff like that. For example, I don't use Instagram anymore at all. Even though like I have about like 4,000 followers there, and I would post regularly and I really enjoyed it, but I sort of realized that, you know, it's an attention drain. I realized that if I want to do what you said, like do all these things, then I need to sacrifice a lot of other things. So mainly my life right now, it's quite boring. If you look at it from the outside, but for me, it's, you know, both an internal and an external struggle, to achieve some of my goals. And my life mostly consists of like going to the gym 4 times a week and then working. And, you know, that's pretty much that.
To be honest, in my opinion, when someone is doing something that he really is in love with, even then, you know, fulfillment comes from, I guess, you going into your path and you living your why and being, you know, in alignment with your purpose. And I think that's the most important thing, other than doing, you know, checking the notification to get some dopamine from the instant gratification or going out to get drunk for 1 day and then regret what happens the night before. So the important thing, as you said, is this, to live on your own path and enjoying your life and taking the most out of it. Which brings me to a question that I'm really curious and I'm always asking people. What's your story? So why did you decide to start being an entrepreneur? And what's the thing that drives you to that decision?
Poverty, actually. So it's a pretty straightforward answer. If you don't want to look at the you know, psychological nuances of it, the bottom line is that I used to be like quite wealthy, and then my family went bankrupt, and then I went from wealthy to poor. And then, or at least let me say broke, not poor, right? And then I really didn't like it. A lot of bad things happen to you when you are when you don't have money, and it's a very negative feedback loop. And then after some time, I decided, you know, to just drop out of school. I was studying applied physics, and then figure out ways to essentially to make money. So there is no, I don't have this grand vision for my life, like, I don't know, like going to Mars or anything like that. And this is because this hasn't been my motivation to do any of that. The interesting thing is that the more I tried to make money, a lot of things changed in my mentality, and because of certain mentors that I had or influencers that I interacted with. And these people gave me the proper frame of mind to think about money and what money actually is and what it can do for you as a tool, right? And yeah, so that's the context, right? So I am very interested in making money. I don't think there is anything shameful about making money, which I also believe is the biggest issue, at least with our generation, certainly, but I think with most people as well, is that there is a certain demonization of money. Like, if you make money, that means you are evil, you are taking advantage of others, you know, stuff, you are greedy, you know, and stuff like that. But I don't look at it this way at all. And I think that there needs to be done a lot of education around it for people to, you know, give permission to themselves to chase after what they really want, right?
Yeah, mate, that's definitely beautiful, and I couldn't agree more. Because you said that, you know, you drop out of school, and that's a really, you know, it takes a lot of balls to do that. And we had this discussion also in the past together, and I told you that I really respect that about you, which makes me wondering, what's the thing that, like, motivates you? Like, what is the thing that you enjoy the most from being an entrepreneur, that, you know, being a college, a university student, or doing applied physics wouldn't provide you?
So there are a lot of things on the philosophical level and on the practical level as well. So philosophically speaking, you being someone who is self-employed in general, even though you might not have a business, you might be like a freelancer, but like the general idea of self-employment projects to the idea of self-reliance. And I think that if you can be self-reliant, then you have nothing to be afraid of, essentially.
Yeah.
And I think, especially if you're a guy, you need to figure out how to be self-reliant. I think it's a pity that so many people, and especially men, they wait for permission for someone to give them money. They endure hardships that they don't want to endure, because they are needy, essentially. They are needy of money and resources, right? And what I believe is the right way to go about it is that you need to endure the hardships that you have set for yourself in order to provide yourself and your family with resources. And I think that choosing, like, you know, Jordan Peterson says it, you know, I'm a big follower of him, of his. Yeah. He says that life is suffering, and if you don't have meaning for it. And if we agree that life is suffering, I think a very smart thing you can do is choose the way to suffer, essentially, right? Which means that you need to pursue your own burden and not somebody else's burden. And this gives you what he also talks about, you know, the idea of challenging yourself and growing from this journey, instead of like being miserable and unproductive and don't have a certain goal, like don't have goals in your life. That's very bad. So that's the philosophical aspect, or some of it at least. And in practical terms, like I love that I don't have to commute, for example, in the morning. I love that I can set my own schedule around pretty much everything. I love the fact that I can cook my lunch at home. And I can eat whatever I like and whenever I like it. And then I can choose to continue to work after lunch, or I can, you know, I really like to sleep in the afternoon, as you know, like my afternoon siesta, and or I can choose to do any other thing that I like. And for me, this freedom is essential to life. So,
mm-hmm. I totally get that, and I couldn't agree more. And I love the thing you said about Jordan Peterson, that, you know, life is suffering. So this makes me want to ask you, all right, what have you suffered? What were like some big failures and maybe some mistakes that you did throughout this journey that you wouldn't like other people to do, and that, you know, really make you feel some kind of pain and definitely hold you back?
This is interesting because I actually tweeted about that last night.
Really?
yeah. Let me contextualize a bit. So every week for every Sunday, actually, for 4 hours, I do a tech detox, right? So I shut down everything. Consciously, like, it's not that I just go to sleep or something like that. I choose to shut down everything and, you know, be with myself or take a walk or maybe meet a friend. But I will have no screen devices with me for 4 hours, right? Nice. And this gives me a lot of time to reflect. Maybe even write some stuff, you know, as a personal diary and stuff like that. And what I tweeted about after this was done yesterday was that my biggest mistake has always been and also currently is that I don't take enough action. And besides philosophizing or strategizing or anything else, I think that I wouldn't wish hesitation even to my worst enemy, actually. I would wish him other things, but to be hesitant and to be like unable to do stuff and continuously waiting for the right moment, or you know all the bullshit stories you tell yourself about not taking action. I think it's bad. I think, and that's my biggest mistake. It's not taking enough action, because I can say, like, yeah, my biggest mistake is that I started this business, or I partnered up with this person, or that I didn't ask for enough money at the beginning, or like, which I pretty much did all of these things. But what made them especially detrimental to me is that I didn't take enough action to get out of my bad situations fast enough. Mm-hmm. And now that, like, I'm not old by any means, I understand that I'm very young, I'm 25, But I see other people right now that are, you know, 20, 21 years old, and I see that they're doing things, they are where I am, but they're way faster, and they are even ahead of me in some, like, in some regards. But and I see that they're not necessarily smarter than me, or they're not cut from a different cloth. What they do is just they're massive action takers, and this is something that I don't have as a quality, and I am constantly struggling with and working with myself. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, the hustle, they say, but still, because I know you as a person, and for the people that are just watching this right now, we used to have a podcast back in the days, like a few years ago, we're discussing about, you know, whatever comes into our minds, and I really know you, and I love your way of thinking, your philosophizing of all the concepts, and that's why I'm very curious to hear what's your definition of success, what success looks like for you.
That's a very interesting thing. For example, many people and many great people would say that happiness is the greatest success, right? Well, that's true. I agree. I cannot disagree. Like, honestly, you can't disagree with somebody who says that they're happy. But there are two things to take into consideration here. First is that a person who says that they're happy doesn't necessarily mean that they're happy. And it's not that they want to show off to you or any of that stuff, but they might be unaware themselves. And there is a very, very nice quote from Bertrand Russell, who was one of the greatest mathematical philosophers of the 20th century, and he was even awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. And he said that do not envy a fool's happiness, because only a fool would think that this was happiness, right? Which is one thing. And
wow.
The other thing is that I've consistently researched, and also by my own empirical experience, is that happiness is pretty much stable in your life throughout your lifetime. And if you read a book called, I have it here actually, The Happiness Hypothesis by Dr. Jonathan Haidt, he says that like 80% of your happiness is determined by your DNA, and the rest of it is pretty much environmental. So you can, like, if you're sort of unhappy, you can change your surroundings, which of course means, you know, get a job that you like, get out of the toxic relationship that you're in, move to a place that you like more, like maybe you want to move to the suburbs, or like to near a mountain or to the sea, and then this can definitely help you with some of your happiness. But your capacity to be happy, as well as your what we call the normal mood, like your mood currently, let's say, is DNA, and it's actually very heavily determined by, like a parenthesis here, it's very heavily determined by the psychological and biological situation of your mother during birth.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. So, like, if your mother, when she was bearing you, like, she was very stressed, or she was working long hours, or she was getting sick all the time, then you would have, let's say, some sort of deficiency that would manifest somehow. Yeah, and this was well documented, at least in the book. It's very interesting stuff. So You could say that success is happiness, or happiness is success. But I think that's misleading, because I told you these things, and I think it's also pretty trivial. It's like saying, you know, being a politician and saying things like, yeah, of course, we should have world peace and we should eliminate hunger. You know, of course, yeah. So, and like, where do you go from there? Or how do you manage this information, right? Or, yeah, we agree, but how can we build on it? For me, success is more practical. And you can look at it from an analytical point of view or from a personal point of view. But I think that a successful person, above all, does what they want to do when they want to do it. So for me, freedom is success, for example, right? Because if you are free, then you can define your own life as you see fit. And then you can have success be whatever the hell you like.
Yeah, that's beautiful. It actually reminds me a quote that Brandon Carter said at a seminar like a month ago. He said that he talked about discipline basically, but he used the same similar words like you did. And he said that discipline is doing what you need to do when you have to do it, even when you don't want to do it.
Exactly. Yeah. So, very wise. Yeah.
Yeah. I believe that freedom, well, discipline will lead you to freedom, and maybe freedom will give you more discipline because, you know, you have your own time. So it's up to you to schedule it properly in order to take the most out of it. Mm-hmm. I'm curious, like, that's an hypothetical question. Let's say that I'm a genie, right? And I can grant you any wish you want, all right? Mm-hmm. I can do whatever you want. I can move you to another place around the world. I can add more money to your business. I can bring more customers. If I could grant you any wish you wanted, what would that wish be?
I would say time, of course, like give me infinite time. But there is a very interesting thing that, like, if you have infinite time, then there is no sense of urgency in life.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. Because there is always tomorrow. And then if there is always tomorrow, then why would you do anything? I think in theory, you would lose your will to live very, very fast. Like you would not eat food if there is always tomorrow in your mind. You could argue that you would procrastinate with eating if there is always that, right? Why would you eat? So this is a trap, even though I would really like to have a lot of time. But going back to what I told you before about not being as big of an action taker as I would like. I would like that genie to give me that power, you know, that no hesitation, no bullshit, just do it and do it smart. Power, yeah, something like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I guess, like, I think that many people and especially entrepreneurs are struggling with is procrastination. So would you say that, like, what's the reason why you haven't done that already in terms of time and in terms of working harder?
It's fear. It's 100% fear, in my opinion. I've tried to look at it from many different perspectives. But I think what is most paralyzing to any creature, actually, is fear. And if you see, you know, if you look at animals in nature, the only reason they would paralyze themselves is because they are afraid. Fear is very primal and very subconscious, you know, to us. And it all comes down to this. So you could be afraid of other people's opinions. You could be afraid of not doing it the right way. Like you, perfectionism, like is like, it's a fear of not doing things the perfect way. It all comes down to that. You can be afraid of success. Like, so you say, okay, I want to have a seven-figure income. And you may be shit scared of what that means. Because you don't know. For example, I was very much afraid of that, of making some money, because I didn't know what would imply in terms of taxation for me. Because I had no idea what. And like, I was constantly procrastinating with talking to, with consulting with accountants about that. And this like drove me to a lot of delay that it was completely irrational to have, but But then I was just afraid, you know, I was afraid of the unknown.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for you, it's fear of the unknown.
It's fear of, and then insert
anything.
Anything, yeah, because it all comes down to fear. Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah. Totally get that. You know, something that I've been having on my mind all the time is like, I really love like being inspired by other people, and you know, reading biographies, studying the Stoics and all these kind of people that really, you know, can like made an impact in the past. Mm-hmm. So what would you say that it's your role model right now? Maybe he's alive or she, or I've been passed out for many years now, but who are you really looking up to?
You mean besides Jordan Peterson?
All right, okay. Jordan Peterson.
No, look, okay. Even for someone like Jordan Peterson, for example, I can't say that I admire. When I look at people, I was actually, let me tell you a story about today, actually. There is someone on Twitter that I used to follow that you can say that I admired, right? And then I bumped into an article that someone else wrote for that person, and they had like concrete proof that they were actually scamming people for money. They were lying. They were threatening. They were sending death threats and stuff like that to people that didn't pay. They said that that person, they had set up an automatic payment system that you could not even cancel, for example.
What?
Yeah, so like, you know, very, very scammy and, you know, like immoral, illegal, you know, bad stuff. And before I saw that article, like I was actually, you could say that I admire this person, right? And then after reading that, you may say that, no, I cannot admire that person anymore. Because they are essentially a criminal or whatever.
Assholes.
Yeah, assholes. Yeah, okay, whatever. But what I like to do is take different pieces of everyone and admire these pieces in particular. There are, of course, you know, sometimes where you pass a line and you say, okay, I cannot interact with this person at all. But there are lessons you can take from everyone. And for me, anyone who can give me a lesson, either knowingly or not, they have my respect. And if they have my respect, they also have my love, essentially. Because I'm the kind of person that loves out of respect, mostly. So, yeah, but there are many people, anyone, like even you, like I can really admire anyone if I see a good quality that I either respect or I would wish to have for myself, or that I developed for myself and I know how difficult it is to have that quality, then I just admire that person. It's my standards are pretty low. You can say in that regard, yeah.
Thank you for having your standards and respecting me. It means a lot. No, I'm just kidding. That's nice. Is there any kind of question that you like to ask these people, like that you really respect? A specific question or?
I guess that would depend on the person, but mostly I would like to know their background.
Background.
Tell me about the first 25 years of your life. I would ask them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Something that, as you already know, is a big part of, you know, the things that makes me passionate, and I'm pretty sure we already discussed about those things in the past, during the podcast we used to run and in our conversations, mm-hmm. is daily habits, right? And I believe that, you know, we are what we repeatedly do, as Aristotle used to say. So I'm very curious to hear what exactly are your daily habits. Mm-hmm. Is there any kind of routine that you follow in the morning or before you go to bed? And basically, how do you keep yourself into, let's say, into sanity and to, you know, peace? And how do you keep yourself fulfilled otherwise, you know, in order to say that in other words,
uh-huh.
through habits?
All right. So typically my day is like something, I wake up at nearly 7. Then I just splash some water on my face, and I go off immediately to the gym. Then I come back, I take a shower, I have breakfast, then I sort of browse some social media, or maybe I watch a small video on YouTube, and then I'm off to work. And then I would usually work for about 4 hours straight, which would be, you know, the bulk of my work, because like you can't realistically do creative stuff for more than 4 hours a day. It's very difficult, and you would burn out very fast. So that's what I do. Then I have lunch. More often than I would like to admit, I usually take about an hour or a 1.5 hour nap after my lunch. So you could say that that's a huge, you know, productivity sinkhole for me, because I could work another like 8 hours per week easily if I didn't sleep that much, but I just enjoy it so much. So I don't know. And then usually in the afternoon and early evening, I have some meetings and stuff like that, because I mostly work with people from the US, and so they're on a different time zone than me. And around 9, like right this time, I would have my dinner. I would wind down, usually maybe like watch a video, or maybe read a book or something like that. I would minimize screen exposure if I could as much as possible. And by 11, I would be in bed. And yeah, that, I think that's pretty much that.
Okay. Any advice you would like to give to your younger self if you could go back in time?
Play less video games, definitely. Would be one. It ain't worth it. Like you can be, just as satisfied with playing video games if you played much less of it. But you don't realize it because you don't set a schedule for it. You just start playing, and then before you know it, you've spent like 5 hours playing. But you can have the same gratification by just playing like 1 hour. Play less video games, definitely. And make decisions, man. Like, make faster decisions and act on them, definitely.
Yeah, that's a good one. And the last question I'd like to ask you, which is, in my opinion, something very valuable for all the people that are going to watch this podcast right now, is, and I really believe that we are all correlated and everyone can learn from each other as long as we understand that we're always going to be a student, all right? We can always learn, improve, and expand our knowledge. So my question to you is, what would be the number one advice, only one advice, that you would give to the people that are entrepreneurs and are struggling and, you know, they feel like overwhelmed? What would your advice to those people be?
Stop trying to build a business and start trying to make money. And the idea behind that is that there is a lot of glorification in like building a business, and there isn't enough practicality that comes with it in terms of making money. And in reality, I don't know, like, if you have a bad relationship with money in general, or like you feel fear of asking money for money, or like, I don't know, but money is the oxygen of a business. And actually, not only that, money is the thing that pays you rent, food, clothing, you know, all these toys. So yes, stop trying to think of ways to build a business. Start thinking of ways to make money, and after you do that, go and ask for it. It's actually surprisingly simple, and like with most things, like with going to the gym, with getting better at a skill or anything like that, you just need to stick to the fundamentals and then just practice instead of trying to hack your way through it. And like, if you have something that people want, like a product or a skill or a service, and then you can just find these people and ask them for money in exchange for giving that product or service. It's pretty simple, and you can go a long way just by following like the basic principles of economics, like find something that there is a demand for and then supply for the demand at a good price. Like, you can make six figures like very easily with that, I believe.
Beautiful. That's true. Okay, and for the people that are interested and want to network with you, where can they find you? What are your social media, your website, and what's the best way to reach out to you, basically?
All right. So thank you for mentioning the website, because I kind of forgot. All right. So I actually have a daily email list where I share tips on how to, first of all, how to make sales with copywriting, because I'm a direct response copywriter. Other stuff on business, personal stories of mine, things that I struggle with, because I'm also on the same journey as everyone. And you can sign up to the list at stratiskaradakis.com. I guess Yanis will put some links there.
Yeah,
and you can also find me on Twitter at stratiskarad.
Yeah, well, I'm part of your newsletter, to be honest, and I really enjoy the way you're writing everything. And to be honest, there are some really cool stuff that you share over there, and I learned many things just from your emails. And I really highly, highly, highly suggest you guys check in Stratis newsletter especially, but Instagram, not Instagram anymore, at least, yeah. Twitter as well. And yeah, dude, it's been a pleasure having you here.
Thank you so much, man.
And guys, thank you very much for watching this video. As we said before in the beginning, this is the first episode, many more to come, many other entrepreneurs from different niches. So if you would like also to be part of a guest here, just PM me or send me a message. I'd love to discuss with you and see what are you up to and how we can share your message to the world and serve other people as well. And till the next time, make sure to have fun, enjoy life, and as Rodis mentioned, make money, because that's why the business is for.